This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's...
Welcome back to PMP Network. I want to introduce right now the executive producer of a show that has been on the air going into 31 years. It has garnered 75 Emmy Awards, more than any show in history, and many of us fondly remember it from many, many years ago. It's called Sesame Street from the Children's Television Workshop. With us right now is Michael Lohman, the executive producer. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
31 years.
How long? I've been here for about the last 6.5 years.
And one of the things I've noticed about the show is it constantly changes, and it really reflects what's going on in current society. For instance, the use of there's a young lady with a wheelchair that's on the show now. It has been, I guess, for a little while, and people from different walks of life that are participating in the show. I noticed that you're doing a show with Christopher Reeve. It may have already been aired, and his son regarding people with disabilities. You also have quite a few big celebrities coming in to talk about different things. And how do you keep the show so fresh in such a wide range of topics for such young children?
Well, in terms of inclusion, that's really not new. We've from the very beginning, Sesame Street was inclusive of all different people, starting with the original cast, which was a mixed cast. Through the years early on, we had a deaf actress, Linda Bove, who was on. And as you pointed out a few minutes ago, Tara Schaefer, who's the little girl in the wheelchair, has been on for the last 5-6 years.
Right.
So inclusion is one of the basic tenets of Sesame Street, and that's been with us for 31 years. In terms of the show changing, it always does change every single year. At the end of the year, we really assess, we look at the show. We do a great deal of research with children watching the show to find out how much they've learned, what they're engrossed in and what they're not. So we're constantly evolving the show to meet the needs of children of today. And in that way, the show really becomes fresh, and I think it meets the needs of children all the time rather than being a fossil. If you're on 31 years, you know, if we didn't change, you would be looking at something that really wasn't as effective now in the year 2000 as it was when it began.
Is that in this world of technology and Game Boys and all these Nintendos and everything that these kids have, that the younger kids still in the last few years made the toys like Tickle Me Elmo and Sleep and Snore Ernie.
Yeah. Well, I think it's characters that they love. And when we create those Muppet characters, as we create all the people on the show, that's about the learning process. That's about literacy. So it involves the entire curriculum, even though it is we're teaching some techniques for computers.
I understand Big Bird's actually going to learn some computer skills.
Yes,
the telly's going to get an email, and
exactly.
All these little high-tech things will happen.
Yeah, Maria and Luis get a new computer for the Fix-It shop, and Big Bird learns all about that, and that's all part of this new season.
I always love when the lessons that people learn on the show are in their heads, because the kids enjoy it. But, I mean, you know, even, for instance, one of the shows that's upcoming, I believe, I don't think it's aired yet, but... when Louie was trying to Zoe's mobile.
Zoe mobile.
There at the Zoe mobile, and she had to learn that she was hurting his feelings. He was doing his best he could.
Exactly. I mean, in that particular story, the Zoe mobile was originally built by Maria, and when they can't find Maria to fix it when it breaks down, they go to Luis. And evidently it's a really difficult job to fix it, and he's taking a lot of time to do it, and Zoe becomes a little impatient and says to Telly, well, Maria did it a lot better, and Luis overhears that, and he with the fact that she hurt his feelings. We want children to understand, to have empathy, to understand when they say things like that, that it affects other children and adults, what they're saying, and we want them to be sensitive to that. That is part of our curriculum, empathy, in terms of what children say and how they relate to other children and adults. There's also a certain amount of decency and respect that we have, that we try to show children, in most instances, rather than specific hammered home lessons. I think we've over the Goo Goo Dolls. We've been very fortunate this season, as we are every season. A lot of celebrities come onto the show because they really believe in Sesame Street and feel that it's a really good show for children and want to contribute to it. A lot of celebrities have children of their own of that age and therefore also want to contribute.
Exactly. You know, one of my kids' favorites on the show is one of my favorites from Laugh-In, Ruth Buzzy, who we had on the show a while back, and she told me what a wonderful time she's having on that show.
Yeah,
and
Ruth is particularly talented.
She really is. A lot of us remember her from the old sketches on Laugh-In. Very teachers like Elizabeth, who you're going to be increasing her role this year. Are there any characters that you've had to kill off in terms of, and actually any characters that have died that the kids had to get used to that?
No, we haven't done that really. What we have done is cut back characters and focused on the core. I felt that through the years, you know, you keep making improvements or try different experiments, and suddenly we had a cast of thousands here, it seemed. The children out there are young in age, many of them, and we want them to understand who the characters are and get to know them. In terms of the Muppets and in terms of the humans, the children, the teenagers on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we felt that we didn't kill anybody off. We just reduced it to a core number of characters that we emphasized more so they would appear more often and that children could get to learn more about them. In terms of additions like Elizabeth, we've always been looking to create new female puppets because we felt we didn't have enough in the past. And when we find a talent in a particular sketch that we've written, that really is the basis for exploring a new character. So that's why we're adding Elizabeth this season.
The reason I asked about deaths because a lot of kids have to deal with two things nowadays, either the father or they have a death in the family, the grandmother or grandfather or whatever. Have you ever dealt with either of those two issues?
A number of years ago with Mr. Hooper's death, and Mr. Hooper, Will Lee, was one of the actors on the show who ran Hooper's store and passed away, and the show dealt with that. In fact, that's a pretty famous episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because of the reality of the situation, we felt. No one, fortunately, has passed away on the show in terms of principal actors on the show, like Sesame Street. How children are watching the show. You don't know if children are watching alone or with an adult with them there. The first and foremost responsibility, I think, that we have is to make sure that the show is safe. And so that children watching it, if children are watching it alone or can come to some conclusion that is not our intention, we don't want that to happen. So we're really very careful in terms of what things we present on the air. And we do a lot of testing with children, and we have a staff of research and curriculum advisors, and we draw from many, many preschool child experts around the country in formulating the curriculum that we use on the show. The show starts with a curriculum, which is unusual again. We have evolved the curriculum of what's important to teach little children. And the writers then look at that curriculum and get assigned a segment of the curriculum to teach the idea that will teach that element of the curriculum. So
in other words, if they're assigned to a weakness, they work on that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, if two shows that are, that's correct, they do. That's just the basis of what we're working on.
Because I know we've had writers on from some shows on this station, including Spike Ferriston, who wrote for Seinfeld and won an Emmy Award. Some of these folks, and the kind of money they make is just unbelievable.
Oh, Seinfeld and those shows. Yeah. On a commercial network, it's probably 50 times what any writer would make on this show.
Hmm. But have you lost a lot of writers to commercial, or did most of them stay for long term?
No, that the writers that work on Sesame Street really... to be quite frank with you, I've been in production in this studio for the last 9 months or so, pre-production and production, and I don't have a whole lot of free time to surf the internet. So I really have not really seen that at this point. We have a public relations department that responds to, and we have an online department as well that does respond to that, and they have the responsibility to do that. And so I really haven't seen that.
Another one came in. This one's actually from Connecticut, and they want to know if there's any Sesame Street movies planned in the near future.
We just released a movie.
Yes, a space movie.
That was a Muppet movie. That was from the Henson Company. We just released Elmo and Grouchland recently. And that just came out a number of months ago, and I think that's about now coming into home video.
Well, so then if you're listening, go to your Blockbuster and ask for it.
Exactly.
And what's the title again?
It's Elmo and Grouchland.
Are there any more movies planned?
Yes, I think they do have a movie planned for next year. Again, that's another department at Sesame Street. There is a separate department for that. So I can't give you any specifics on what is planned, but I know they have a contract, and they are talking about the possibility of that.
You know, it's amazing with all the different stuff that's out there, from the stupid Pokemon stuff to some of the other characters like Barney and things like that. That Sesame Street has not only survived but thrived for 31 years. It's amazing.
Well, I think it's because of Sesame Street, all the toys and all the things that we sell since the Sesame Street. So world without violence. We show no violence on the show. We try to show children that there are other ways to solve problems. All these basic elements of the show are really set it apart, I think, from any other show. And Sesame Street, by teaching children to share and to have feelings about, to recognize their feelings about other people, I think those are important aspects that really make the show unique.
Well, we have two more emails here. One of them I'm actually going to ignore because you just answered it. There was a nasty one from New York about all the money you guys seem to be making from toys, and you just answered that.
Right, it's a not-for-profit organization.
That's why I wasn't going to read it, but the majority.
I'm glad you did read it, because there are many people, obviously this person wasn't aware of the fact that where that money goes. It goes into the production of not only of Sesame Street, but our outreach programs into daycare centers and all across the country. Well, did you say Martha?
Martha.
Tell Martha that we really appreciate that, and that's very kind of her, and thank you very much.
And thank you so much for coming on, Michael Lohman from the Sesame Street Show. Continue watching on wherever you are. Look in the station listings in your TV guide. Thanks
my
so much
pleasure.
For coming on.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for coming by.
That's life.
Thanks so much for coming by.